Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are also joined by our co-host, Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. All right. Well,
awesome.
It looks like we have a full switchboard. We will be getting to taking callers, as usual, pretty soon here. Lolita has an announcement for today, and then I'm going to share with you today's specials.
Go ahead. You want to go with it today? Go ahead. Start with the specials first.
Well, let's go over the specials here then. We have the 30-minute reading that is set to $8.95, and the other special of today is the 10-minute reading at $3.95. Now, you can only get one of each, people, but these two specials are available on our website at howpsychic.com. So please check them out before they go away.
Awesome. They're pretty good deals. Okay, so I wanted to bring to everyone's attention tonight, just to remind everyone that we are in a Mercury retrograde shadow. And so I just want to give you guys some end pointers here about this shadow and some things to be aware of. So right now, currently, we're going to have a Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius/Scorpio. Well, the shadow, as you guys know, starts a couple weeks before, which started on October 19th. And it goes direct on November 6th. Not direct, but it goes back. It goes in retrograde full force on November 6th, and it goes direct on November 26th and fully out of the shadow on December 15th. So on this Mercury retrograde, I'm just going to take some information that I've read on the article, and I can tell you the website so you guys can read the full details on it. This Mercury retrograde flashes on, denial of something too dark to face gives way to the courage to see what's here. Sensing that there's more to the story, seeing through false fronts and tuning into the undercurrents of power, becoming aware of drains on energy, psychic pulls, unfinished businesses, manipulations, restitution of a dead-end part of the self, recovery from trauma, entanglements, psychic drain. This Mercury retrograde also's main feature is there's going to be a lot of purging, venting, raging, a volcano of emotions that has been capped is going to be open. Be cautious about making decisions. If you experience a personal meltdown, along with it being Mercury retrograde, the emotional force that unleashed can lead to acting from peak intensity. So there's going to be a lot of things that are just going to come out of the woodwork that's been there for a long, long time. Let's see here. The upside of Mercury dancing back into the psychic epiphany degrees teases out deeper understanding. It says how we see a pattern of, for example, how we narrowed our choices to keep certain impulses under control, unexpressed. Mercury retro is often a flashback to missing piece. In Scorpio, degrees that missing piece could be the emotional truth of a situation. It's time to weave in emotional intelligence if that's being dropped along the way. So let's see here. One more thing, and then we'll go with the show here. Let's see here. I'm just trying to pick out major information here. Okay. A stellar time for anything with a re in it, research, reinvestigation, retrieving. This could be a time of seeing behind the curtain into areas of secret knowledge and conspiracy. So, you guys, it's going to take you back to certain places that hasn't been resolved. And it's basically in the sign of the Sagittarius and the Scorpio. Let's see here. It's all about truth. Truth really coming out at this time. I remind you, don't sign any contracts. Don't look for new jobs. You're going to see a lot of technical issues, communication issues. You're going to see friends from your past, people that you've been in relationships come in your past. Also, keep in mind, this is election time. The last time we had a Mercury retrograde in election, they had to do a recount. We're already having issues with the recount as we speak in Florida. And it's this retrograde invites us to recover any lost parts of who we are. You may get reminders of something that has a strong emotional punch or pull. It's powerful to hold something with healing awareness that has been a source of pain or self-judgment. There can be a huge energetic release, and this in turn is very clearing for the psyche. So this is really clearing the mind at this time, and it's going to go on until December. So I guess everybody just needs to sit tight for right now. And I might pick one of the special callers. I do have a message for a sign, particular sign. So throughout one caller, we'll get a special message. Don't know when it's going to happen, though. So.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. And for those of you that are out there right now that want to kind of counteract a little bit of the effects of this Mercury retrograde, what you can do is you can light a white candle anointed with a very little amount of olive oil, and you can pray for balance and for basically to counteract the effects of the pull of this Mercury retrograde right now. Remember, we're also in a waning moon currently, and what this does is it takes away instead of bringing in. So anything that we need to get rid of, anything that we need to, you know, take out of ourselves, anger, frustration, we need to release that during this time.
Okay, and one more thing before we go, because we got a lot of callers and we want to get to every caller tonight. This is a time where relationships really can fall apart. So keep in mind that the test of relationship is going to be tested here. So just keep that in check.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, we're going to start taking calls for everyone. Please keep in mind it's just one question. We're going to give you an answer to that question, so please do not ask another question on top of that. We do have great specials out there to get you a 30-minute reading for how much,
$8.95? Mm-hmm. That would be correct.
That has to be booked before 12 o'clock midnight. So, again, remind everyone out there that's on the switchboard, it's one question, and you're going to get one answer. All right.
So,
are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So,
go ahead.
Let's start with the first caller, area code 513-568. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Kim, and I'm calling from Ohio. And I'm calling to see if you can tell me where we're going to be moving to from my husband's job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, geographical locations is not necessarily my strong point here. Let me try and pinpoint the area that comes to me, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to ask you, have you thought about moving out of state? Because I see a whole other state.
Yes.
Okay.
Kentucky, Tennessee, or Ohio are the three that they may relocate us to.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing Ohio right now. And then it's going from Ohio to Tennessee. So I'm getting that you're going to, I'm just going to answer you this, okay? I'm getting that there's going to be a move. It's going to be a temporary move to begin with. It's not necessarily what you're looking for. You're looking for a permanent move, okay? But I'm seeing you moving once, and then in about 7 to 9 months later, moving again to an even better location. And I feel this is because right now there is sort of a financial opportunity that's leading you to this new place, and then there's going to be a better financial opportunity, and that's going to lead you to another new place.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Awesome.
Is there a reason why that you're really wanting to know where?
Yeah, we're just nervous. We don't know where it's going to be, and we have four kids.
Okay.
So.
I understand that. But can you trust yourself that source is going to lead you to the right direction? Because the ego just got over you. When you're nervous, that's ego. You have to start trusting that you're going to be put somewhere in a place that you need to be at. This is God's choice. We're relocated in several different areas. This is why we live. We're on path to learn. So you need
right.
to have that inner strength, because you are the leader of that family. If you're nervous, your children are going to be nervous. Why are you nervous? You have to have faith that you're going to be placed in the right state
right.
for your right timing, okay?
Right.
So I just need
right.
you to have better understanding of that. There's no need to know, because the wanting to know is all ego. So don't allow that ego to interfere with your faith. So just trust that everything happens in divine timing, and everything is going to be taken care of.
Okay, awesome. Thank
okay?
you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, hon. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, area code 469268. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is LaShondra. I'm in Mississippi. I was calling because my husband is in Florida. I'm getting ready to move to Texas, and I'm just trying to see the time that we're apart. Do you see him getting into any trouble, like with the law, while he's in Florida?
All right. May I have his first name only?
Daryl.
Daryl. Okay. Surprisingly, I do not feel that he will get in trouble out there. And the reason I say surprisingly is because I'm getting a feeling as if it's been a reoccurring cycle for him in the past.
Okay.
I am not feeling any trouble out there. And right now, you need to place that in the hands of the divine universe, in the hands of God, many names, many faces, all but the same one. And I feel that you need to release that, because right now the fear itself could end up manifesting it.
Yeah, I think we've already had the set of the tone of the show here right now. Here's the thing. You're in Texas and he's in Florida. He has a contract with Source. Whether he gets in trouble with law, that's between him and Source. I need everyone on the show to really have faith. You worrying about him, you can't control that, can you?
No.
No, you can't. You're only making it worse for yourself. And the more worry you get, you're going to make yourself sick. Whether that be a headache, stomach issues, and then it's going to come out in physical manifestation. I really need to have everyone out there really trust and where you're going to be led to, what is going to happen. We have challenges in life. We must take care of our own challenges. We cannot worry about our other half, our children, at all, because that is a contract that they have there with Source. You can't worry. You just have to send him light.
Okay.
You have to send him light. You cannot enable his path at all. You're not the creator, are you? No.
No.
No, he has his own challenges that he must learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you sit there worrying, you're not alone. You're not allowing him to fall. You have to let him fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I need you to start reflecting on yourself and making yourself, you know, more stronger. And just, you know, just whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But you guys have to start trusting your own inner voice, your own path, and really believe in, like, go back to basic spirituality 101. You got to trust that intuition. If you have doubt, if you're nervous, doesn't matter if you got four or five kids or a big, big family. If things are fixable, we can all fixable.
You know, hon, we all are the creators of our own destinies and our own pathways in life. And, you know, we need to wish our people, you know, regardless of whether we're with them or not, all well and good. But if we sit there and we worry about it, we're only hindering ourselves, and energetically we are sending them that fear. And if sending them that fear, it could end up manifesting it. Law of attraction, what we send out in thought is what manifests. We send out positive, only positive will manifest. We send out negative, or we send out fear, then only fear will manifest. And we can always change it at a moment's notice. We could be fearing for the past year or a week or a few days. And the moment we turn around and consciously choose to release that fear and to just be positive and think, okay, everything's going to be fine. We can send light. We can send good. And, you know, by the grace of the universe, all will work out by its own means and the way it's supposed to.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's see here. Area code 631-384. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Suzanne, Long Island, and I guess I'm trying to have faith too and not worry, and I just sent light out. But I want to see with you, I guess Mercury retrograde, the truth is coming out. And hopefully I want it to be found and my son come back to me. What do you see?
Okay, hon. What is the question exactly?
Finding out the truth about certain things. I think my son would be better off living with me now. And I want the truth to be found soon.
Okay. So you want to know if the truth of this matter is going to come to light pretty soon.
It has in certain respects. I'm waiting for it to even be found out more.
Okay. I'm trying to put this in the form of a question, dear. I'm not meaning to, you know, toy with you.
I'm gonna answer that then. You're figuring that out. You may want it to happen now, but that's not your decision. It doesn't matter what type of environment he is in or anything. At the end of the day, that is God's choice to allow it to happen when he feels though it is ready. You cannot control that situation at all. I think you've been wanting to, I think I remember you. Your son's been living with your ex-husband for a while now, hasn't he?
Yeah, but it's not a good situation for him to be there now.
Right,
not
I understand that, but you can't do anything about it.
Oh, yes,
correct?
I can. I can call authorities.
Okay, then you can do that then. So you should just start taking that route then. If that's the case, you should just...
That's what I'm trying to say, but I'm wanting more of the truth.
Okay, that's why I was asking you, hon, to put it in the form of a question. The way you were saying it, and I don't mean to nitpick with you here, okay? But the way you were saying it, it was not coming through to me as a question with a mark at the end of it.
That's what I'm saying.
It was more as
if
it were a sentence, okay? So I need a question phrase in order to really tune into the situation. Now, if I were to form what you said into a question, I need to be clear that that's what you mean, okay? But you want to know if this is going to be possible, correct?
Well, yes, he's not being nice to him.
Okay.
I put it nicely. I don't want to say everything on air.
I know that, but I'm just asking for a form of a question here. That's it, okay? I'm feeling that this is possible, and I feel that it will happen in divine timing. As Lolita said, divine timing applies to everything, okay? Now, I feel it will happen sooner than later, and I feel it will happen before this year is out, okay? How fast it happens is, you know, dependent on the situation that is happening and the actions you take for it.
I've taken action already. I just have to wait.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then that means that right now you've already put that energy in there. My answer to you is yes, it is going to work. It's going to happen before the end of the year. This is all due to the energy that you put in and the energy of the situation itself. Mm-hmm.
And I really need you to have clear your energy, because there's a lot of anxiety and anxiousness on your side. I really need you to let that out of your body and put that with white light and have faith and have it to be more positive. Right now, your energy, even though you want it, you're allowing it to be more anxious, and that's not good energy. I need you to really release that from your system, like now. Because if you wanted to speed it up, your body has to come out with more positive energy in that. And just know, and just send that light out to him. Send the light out to the people of law. Send in everything, and just put that out there, white light. And it's going to be okay. You got to go back to that faith. But your energy is going to really hinder it if you don't clear it out, because that's not good energy. I need you to stop being anxious.
I have good energy,
will
at any time. No, I have good energy, but if you were in the same predicament, you wouldn't be too happy.
I understand that,
negative,
but I guess what I can't.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that, but I also look at life very, very differently from you. I've been through a lot, too, so it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I'm trying to teach you to be more positive, no matter how the situation is bad or good. We all don't want to be in certain situations, but I don't question God. I have really faith in God, whether I fall on my knees or not, anybody in life. That's what I'm trying to get you to see, is that you may be positive, but it's not positive. You want to know timing and whatever, that's not being positive. I'm trying to get you to say, put the white light, go back into having that inner fear, and release that, and just trust the universe. Because the more you sit there and focus on that situation, the more you're recreating that story, and that manifestation is not going nowhere. That faith is the power of manifestation. You need to tell the angels, you need to tell God what you want, how you want it, and you let it go.
And release it.
And that's going to be your true test. And if you go back to that question, you're just going to delay the story one more day. And people don't really understand
that. Okay, I see
that.
What you're saying.
Right.
Okay, I
just
see what
go
you're
back
saying.
To that thing. You see what I'm saying? Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I don't want you to delay your progress. I just want
We're
you to go back to having...
We're only here to help you, hon. You know?
I just want you to go back into that, you know... that faith, because I think we're all are just questioning too much, and that's
mm-hmm.
okay, but that's not really testing or true powerful test of faith. We all say we're positive, but deep down we're really are not positive.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to live in light. I've worked on that for many, many years.
She's
so,
right, you know, because it takes forever to learn how to do this, honey. I've gone my whole life doing what I do, okay? I was brought into this world. This is all I do. This is all I've ever really done, okay? And every day I have to sit back, and I still have to release, and I still have to train, because we never stop growing. We are only human in this world. So those are things that are going to come up even for us that have mastered the techniques. And they will continue to come up. It's the work we do to release it every time. It's the work we do to recognize it every time, to release it. We are teaching about true divine manifestation here. We are talking about letting God go through you and into your life, through your thoughts.
And,
but
you know, at the
I'm
end
not
day,
gonna
you
get the preaching.
Yeah. Well, it's at the end of the day, you're the driver of the seat. You know, you create your own story. He just checks it off for you. So the more you're creating this picture to him, you're just actually delaying it. So at the end of the day, you know, to live spiritually is to live very detached from every facet of any form of ego. And that takes a lot of, you know, work to do, and you gotta make that a conscious choice. So it's really how much your faith is. Not the person above. He's going to give you what you want, what he thinks you should have, but at the end of the day, you're the one that's driving that car, and how you drive it is the way it's going to happen. So you got to stay on that path and just know that it's all going to work out. I just need you to vision him coming home. When you start visioning that, you're going to create the story much better. So that's all you need to do. Just vision him. It's called visual manifestation. Just visual him home. But I need you to really be positive and send him some light, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Blessings. Bye-bye now.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, Lily.
Here we go. So, yeah, what's up? Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. Area code 781-777. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, and I've had a kind of a rough day, kind of full of self-judgment and frustration, I guess. And I was listening to your last call, and...
Okay, Bryn, hold on one moment, please. I keep hearing something in the background. It sounds like a repetitive tapping of sorts.
Can you hear? Is this better?
And just slightly.
Yeah, slightly. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, sorry. And I feel like I'm somebody in need of like learning detachment too, because I get embroiled up in emotions of self-judgment and frustration very easily. Like I get I get frustrated very too quickly on things, mm-hmm. and I can't. So I don't know if I'm being kind of vague here, but it was that kind of day, and then I also kind of listened to your Mercury thing, and it, I don't know when that was supposed to occur, but this happened earlier on in the day with me, but I don't know when the Mercury thing came in.
You're already in it. So I guess you're just trying to figure out, like, you want some guidance on how you can stop being so judgmental?
Yeah, and then learn the detachment that you're talking about to the other.
It's a conscious choice. It's either you do it or you don't do it. Every step that you take is a conscious choice, and that's becoming self-aware. So when you get to that place, close your eyes, take a white light, and stop your brain for 3 minutes. It's a conscious choice. If you make it a conscious choice, you can do it. If that's not who you want to be, it's either A or B. Either you're in or you out. Do you want to be that person or you don't want to be that person? There's choices in life that we can have. Don't make it harder than it is.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be human. Live spiritual.
You choose to try and live in the moment. You choose to try and be more positive each moment that lives. And you know what? If you notice yourself going down a road of thought that is leading you nowhere, you just have to consciously choose to view it differently. You have to make that choice. That's all it is. And it's simply saying, okay, I recognize I'm having these feelings right now. What can I focus on that would make me a little happier? Can I focus on something else to help me release this? That's all.
It's funny because I can get to that point, but it takes me a while. It took me like all day today.
And it takes some of us quite a while, yes. But you're still in the beginning makings of this conscious choice. You're still in the beginning makings of training yourself. So, of course, you're going to have some struggle. But you should keep doing it because the repetitiveness of doing it only perfects the method, okay?
You work, what kind of physical exercise, do you do physical exercise?
Yeah, I do. I do swimming and stretching and today what was getting me frustrated was a dance class that I went into. It was like a kind of salsa class, and then I was kind of the one that was behind all the time, and I started judging and getting depressed and angry at myself, you know, and I kind of got all kind of lost in that haze, and I left feeling like crap, and it was like, you know, it's kind of ridiculous when you look back on it, but I got so kind of caught up.
Okay, so that's the lesson that you just learned. So you just, okay, you're done. Mm-hmm. That story is done and over with. You learn from it, you go on to the next situation. And every time you make it, the more you're self-aware, the more conscious you are, you're going to get better at it. So it's okay. So let it go. It's over and done with.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay? And when you get to that point, do some pranayama. Start breathing. If you don't know how to do pranayama, you look on YouTube how to do pranayama. It helps you.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Pranayama. pranayama, right? Yeah.
Pranayama. Yeah, it's a form of breathing that we, you know, it's from Hindu, so we do a lot of pranayama. So does a lot of yoga instructors will teach you that too. But it will get you to a sense of place of being grounded and breathing and oxygen. And, you know, do it first thing every day in the morning. You'll find you'll find more self-awareness. You'll find more oxygen flowing your body, and your day will start off much better. So maybe you need to do some more spiritual exercises in the morning before you start your day. And the day you start becoming judgment, you need to start putting light to that judgment and that situation and some love, because it's not a good thing to do, to be very judgmental. You're just hurting yourself even more.
If I were to also suggest you a tool of something that could help you with this, I say research Tai Chi. Get yourself involved with Tai Chi, okay?
Tai Chi.
I'm probably not pronouncing it correctly, but that's what comes to mind.
He can do that, but I don't think right now. I think he, maybe like the simple stuff for right now, but you can do Tai Chi in, say, like 3-4 months, but not right now. I think you need to take some, you're in the beginning phases of an awakening, so you need to really do a lot of homework and understand what this is all about. And you can do it. Do you have children?
No, I'd like to have some children, but I don't have any.
Okay, well, you know, when you have children, okay, it's fine, I'm single too, but I have a lot of nieces and nephews, so, you know, I tell them, if they do bad in school, you have a choice, either do study hard or you do this. Same concept. Apply that same concept to yourself. We're no different than the little kids out here.
Right.
Okay? We're going to take our next caller, though.
Well, thank you. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. That wasn't our phone, then. Okay. I thought that was our phone making that noise. Are you there, Adam? Hello? Adam?
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
All right. Let's take our next caller. Area code 424-281. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Jordana, California. And my question is, I've been planning a lot of business things that are coming up in the next few months, and I'm just wondering how that is going, if it's going to end up coming to fruition like I'm thinking it is.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I actually get a big yes on this one, okay? And I'm feeling that it might just take a little tiny bit longer, but I feel that it all will come into fruition in a good time for you. I don't really see any other red tape or hang-ups happening here. I'm feeling that you're pretty much going to be in the clear, but don't quite breathe yet. We're not quite out of the woods. That has to come in first, okay?
Right, okay.
Okay.
And don't.
But
and
it
don't
looks good to me. It looks like the new ventures, the new setups that you're working on, it's all going to go well for you. The one thing that I'm feeling right now, though, is a matter of the heart, okay? Who have you been dealing with? Because I'm feeling like there's a sense of loss when they're not lost at all.
Yeah, it's so funny that you say that. There's a man in my life, and we have, you know, kind of established that we both like each other, and he wants something with me eventually, but he just doesn't want to commit right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this Mercury retrograde is definitely affecting men. That's what Lolita was telling me. That's what I've been kind of noticing. So just keep aware. But I also feel this is a existing situation prior to the retrograde, okay? And
yeah.
How long has this been going on? It seems to me like it's been quite a few months at least.
Like 2.5 months. It's going to be going on 3 months where, I mean,
okay.
He's been trying to heal from, you know, from his past. And,
yeah,
it can
okay.
be quite frustrating.
Okay,
well,
dear. I feel that it's going to turn around, okay?
But you can't put any timelines on this one. You just have to let it flow. And, you know, honestly, I'm not saying you need to put yourself on hold. You never put yourself on hold for anybody until they're ready to commit, okay? But I suggest you take advantage of our specials because I really feel like I can give you some great details on this one.
Okay, yeah, no, I absolutely will. I just go to your website to do that?
And yeah.
Go ahead, Loli.
Before you go, if you just got out of a relationship, I want you to start putting value on yourself. So you really don't want that right now. You don't want emotional
absolutely,
baggage.
I don't.
So you're right now, your main priority is your business. He'll come when it's the right timing for you and him, okay, at the end of the day. So all you can do is send them energy healing. But what I wanted to tell you about your business is if you have delays in your business, don't frantic. There's something that you're supposed to learn when you have delays. Trust me, I've been going through delays for 2 years on my business. And those delays are thankful delays because I've learned a lot that I needed to learn before I go into my own business. So I want you to thank the delays that happened to you. I want you to be thankful for all the challenges that you go through to get to this destination. And then I want you to start to visually see what you're doing in your business every single day.
Okay, yeah, because actually I've had delays for like the past 7 months. It's been like crazy delays, so I'll thank them for that.
Yes,
but now it seems like things are moving forward. Right.
Well, that's wonderful then. So it will all happen when it's supposed to happen. So
how
just start trusting.
How long has your concept been in action, hun? I'm feeling like a year here.
Yes, it has. It's been about a year, and a half, actually.
Well, that's good. Don't worry. It's all going to happen. We're in the same boat, so don't worry.
Okay, good. Thank you guys so much.
Go to thehousepsychic.com and book your 30-minute session with Adam for that $8.95 special. Yeah, so he can give you more details on the other stuff.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye. Adam, we have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 callers, and we got 20 minutes left. Okay,
let's go.
I just looked. Okay. Area code 313-213. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Sharita from Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Go right into your question, please.
My question is, I had a dream about a certain guy, and I was wondering, am I going to reconnect with him anytime soon?
All right, and this is a guy from your past, from the romantic sector.
Yeah, it was like about, it's been about a month or so since the last time I've seen or talked to him.
Okay. What I'm getting is that there will be a brief reconnection, but this dream is more so of a warning. This person has not changed at all, even though they may appear to be on the surface.
Okay.
All right.
Not that I like giving bad news, hon, but, you know, it's more of a warning. So just be careful in this. And even if you want to communicate with them, you know, maybe establish a friendship for the time being, that might be okay, but you have to keep it in perspective.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay, area code 619-366. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right
into
your question.
It's Steve in California.
What up, Steve?
Lolita and Adam.
Hey, Steve.
What's going on, Steve? What you got?
We missed you, Lo. I want to know, do I need to make any adjustments in the way that I'm manifesting my goals?
What's up with your dream board, Steve?
I don't have one.
There you go. I want you to add a dream board, but no real adjustments, just adding to it. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Adam.
No
all right.
Problem.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Area code 720-249. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Cheyenne. I'm from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go right into
your question. Go right into your question.
Yeah, I just met this guy, and we've been just kind of chatting on the telephone. We haven't met in person yet, so I was just wondering if this is going to go anywhere.
Okay, I feel it has a good 90% potential to go somewhere for you, hon. And I feel that, you know, in order to really determine a more accurate read on this one, you would have had to see the guy first. But my first inkling psychically with this is that it does have potential, yes. You just need to play it out.
Okay, yeah, because we really mesh in a lot of different ways on a spiritual level. So
mm-hmm.
I feel a connection with him that I've never had with anyone ever before. So
mm-hmm.
I was just curious about that. But thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. All right. We got BC Watson. Please state your first name and go right into your question.
Hey, good evening. My name is Brian, and I'm calling from West Virginia. And the question is that me and the young lady have been talking on Facebook for, I'd say, about 6 years. And I've just been waiting for the right time to approach or whatnot. But she approached me this week. And so I, you know, wrote back and asked her for contact information or whatnot. But she never responded. And so I want to know if you what you pick up from that.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to ask you what your sign is here.
Sure, Capricorn.
Okay.
I'm a cap.
<Mm-mm-mm>. All right. Well, I'm feeling that this individual is contemplating on how to respond right now. I don't feel like it was a very complicated message or, you know, something that you'd reached out to touch them with. I'm feeling like they are going to respond. I'm just feeling that it may not be until Monday. Okay?
Okay. All right,
can you do me a favor? Brian, do me a favor. I want you to put on a piece of paper. I want you to write the type of lady that you want to have in your life. And I want you to put that away.
You know, I already got one.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Wonderful.
And if she doesn't call, then she just wasn't meant to call. So don't
thank
worry.
You. Thank
go
you
back
for
to
that.
Trusting yourself, okay?
Okay, thank you for that reminder.
You got it, hon. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, before I take the next call, Steve, stay in line. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to read you your Mercury thing at the end of the show. All right, so let's take the next caller. Air code 253-517. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Holly from Seattle. I'll just ask for, I dreamt about my youngest stepson, 8 years old, falling really hard and, like, smashing his head on the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Okay, well, hold on one moment while I look at this one. Okay, according to what I feel, it was just a dream. There is no significance behind this dream other than the simple fact that your fears of him somehow getting hurt eventually through whatever means is starting to manifest within your dreams. Okay? It's showing that right now, you know, basically this is just a dream, but you need to work on releasing some fear. You just need to let the fear go.
Okay. I just fear that he's not being taken care of well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
you
then
need
how
to
do
let
I,
that fear go, that's all.
How do I, you remember I was going to do some work with you? How do I do that on your website, sign up for it?
Okay. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to give me a call after the show, and I'll instruct you on how to do that, okay? But normally what you would do is you would find the product for the price, and you would go right to checkout using the checkout with PayPal button. Whether or not you are using a credit or debit card doesn't matter. You can still use the same button.
I just don't know what
mm-hmm.
button that is.
Okay, well, just give me a call after the show,
okay.
And I'll instruct you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, area code 631392. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hi, Rita from North Babylon, New York. My question is, with my ex-husband, who is a criminal, and I'm about to go back to court, I'm wondering how that will turn out, if justice is going to be served.
Okay. That's a bingo. Yep. Justice will be served. I see the gavel hitting the judge's table, and yeah, it looks like all is just and well. So yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Fantastic.
They keep telling me yes, yes, yes. They said it's about time.
Yeah, yeah. I just found. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm in the midst of the Hurricane Sandy aftermath.
Yeah.
And while I was looking for flashlights and stuff, I found some
mm-hmm.
paperwork, which is going
mm-hmm.
to make me redo this lawsuit. So, yeah, it is about time. It's from 2005.
Oi.
Yep.
Okay,
well, it's
honey.
Meant to happen now.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
it is. Thank you so
That's
much,
all.
Guys. I really appreciate
Not
it.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye.
You
too. You
too.
Bye. Be safe. All right, area code. This looks like a hometown number, 610-442. Please state your name, and I think you might be calling from Pennsylvania. What's your question? 610-442.
Hello?
Yes,
hello. You're live and on air.
My name is...
You're breaking up. Can't hear you. Can I hear you, 610?
All right, 610, please hang up and try and call back in, and we will get back to you as quickly as possible. We have a bad connection with you, and we do apologize. Let's keep
okay.
it moving, though.
Well, we're done, but let's take Steve for a second.
Okay.
Steve.
I'm here.
What's your sign?
Virgo.
I'm going to read you your sign for the Mercury retrograde that I found.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. It says... November Mercury retrograde for Virgo. Your curiosity intensifies starting the 6th of October, escalating throughout the rest of the month. Information gleaned between the 18th and the 28th of October needs to be set aside for further review. The findings could be suspicious, or there could be more to them than what meets the eye. Anything that you put in writing during this period must also be scrutinized and might be subject to revision, possibly between the 14th and the 25th of November. Pay attention to mechanical issues that start cropping up during this time. Moans and groans could be a sign that something is about to peter out. This includes computers as well as vehicles, so stay alert and do your detective work as soon as something sounds odd. Although Mercury isn't quite retrograde yet, travel could also start getting tricky. Be on the guard for an occasional delay and try to avoid making travel plans that would affect most of the month of November. Chances that are if you try to set something up, it will have to be adjusted before the event takes place. Also, be on the guard regarding everyday communications. Confirm assumptions and taking nothing for granted. If you interact with siblings, your communication with them could also come up under fire, maybe changing their minds about something previously decided. Around the 30th of October, your attention shifts to the domestic arena. Watch your communication with family members. There may be a basic disagreement in the way they see things versus the way you do it, particularly with respect to the enormity of issues or regarding philosophical views. This is also the time when machinery in and around the home start to seriously give away. What might have started out as threats now become promises. Watch yourself around recreational areas, playgrounds, athletic, gaming equipment. On the 14th of November, Mercury moves back into your third house, impacting travel and all forms of communication, including the data that is coming and going. If at all possible, limit the amount of traveling you do. Localized travel is the type most likely to give you headaches. So when you're running errands, be alert. Make sure that you take with you what you need and double check before heading out. While out and about, keep your wits about you. You have a tendency to leave things behind, making it necessary to backtrack. Any information that comes across your view must now be thoroughly scrutinized. Nothing can be left to chance, so it's best you approach the cycle with the assumption that something is SQ, and it's your assignment to sniff out the problem areas. You can't back up your computer enough during this portion of the retrograde either. Better safe than sorry. Also, if you're shipping or receiving important packages, make sure they are insured and tracked. Once Mercury goes forward on the 26th of November, you're good shape to let information fly, and most machinery should start behaving. If something didn't make it to its chosen destination during the retrograde, it could still return to your during the post-shadow phase.
Wow.
So that's the Mercury retrograde for you.
Thank you. Thanks, Lily. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, hon. All right. Bring it back
good
to
night.
The other caller, I think. There she is. All right, bye, Steve.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's try 610 again. 610-442. Please state your name, where you're calling from. Go right into your question.
Hello?
Yes, we're here. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
I recently had put an offer on a house that I didn't go through, so I went to look at a HUD home, and I'm going back more to look at it with a handyman. It does need some repair. I just wanted to see how you saw that process going through.
What was your first name?
Sonia.
Sonia.
Okay, Sonia. All right. From what I'm feeling, it is a little difficulty surrounding it. However, it looks very, very good outcome. Okay. So I feel this is definitely doable, and that's the message.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to offer a lot less since it needs much work, but it has potential.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I was a bit nervous because, you know, I wanted to see if I'd be able to manage because
mm-hmm.
I will have
yeah,
to,
Yeah, what
know.
The message, honey, is that you need to, if you go to offer less, you also have to show on paper what the cost of the damage will be to repair, okay?
Right, I'm planning on getting those estimates, you know, it does,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I don't know, because if someone else is going to beat me to the punch, it's going to, because I've seen a lot of people talk.
No, I think you're going to be fine.
Oh, do you see, like,
go on it with faith, go on it with positive energy, and it will be positive for you. This is something in the matters of the hand of God right now, and this
right.
is something that I feel you're going to be led right if your faith is right, okay?
Right. I was just nervous
yeah,
because I didn't want to, like, get into a lemon or something. It was just a bit...
I know, but you're
okay,
fearing too much. You got to let that go.
Yeah. Is this something
okay.
that you do on a business, or this is what you
no.
are purchasing
no,
yourself?
No, it was just an opportunity. It was just an opportunity because I'm trying to sell my house and move out of the area.
Yes.
It has a great neighborhood, but it does need some work.
Mm-hmm.
People obviously left their home. It was a foreclosure
mm-hmm.
home, and then had to
okay.
turn it over.
Okay. I need you to really, I really need you to just, because you're, like, right now your energy is, like, all over. I really need you to just trust, because you're, like, all over, and it doesn't matter
okay.
what you want. I'm going to be honest with you. It does not matter what you want.
Okay.
I don't care if 50 people look at it. I don't care if you have the money to pay for that house. If that house is going to be yours, it's going to be yours.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And technically, in this month in a retrograde, you don't want to sign paperwork. I hate to tell you that. You're going to have delays. You're going to have communications. You're going to do everything. But I just need you to trust that if that house is going to be yours, it's going to be yours. So don't ask all these other questions. Start having faith. And if that house doesn't come to you, then so be it. It wasn't meant for you to have it.
Right. It's just I've seen so many homes. And then I know the process could take 60 days. That's why I'm not thinking nothing is going to happen this month.
Honey, I'm going to tell you something. You get to that property. You look at that property. And if you feel like it can work, then you go on that. Because that is called the feeling of God. That is called what the energy of the universe is all about. Okay? And
okay.
you know what? I'm going to tell you what. God is going to lead you to one that is going to be right for you. There is no yeah, and, or but. Okay? And I'm not trying to lay into you right now, but I am trying to preach to you. Okay? You need
okay.
to let the fear go. Because right now, in the end, God is going to provide you with what you need. You know, whether it works with this one or another one or so on and so forth, it's going to be the right one. Okay.
But at the end,
and
at the end of the day,
if you feel it, you feel it. Go on, love.
And at the end of the day, he's going to take you there, but you actually take yourself there, and you're not doing that. You're the driver. I can't preach this enough. He's going to take you there, but you're making it harder for yourself because you have no faith.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving me 50 million different answers, like you've seen houses here. And it doesn't matter. I don't care if you've seen houses all year. you don't have that, you're not driving your car the right way. You got to drive your life the right way. So I think you need to take some 10 steps back and just start breathing. And just let all this anxiety and anxiousness and wanting to know just go and just go in your own faith. You know, mm-hmm. you're steering the road. If you like a house, yeah, it will happen. We all like things, don't we? But at the
Probably
end of the day, are they meant for us?
You're absorbing the energy
yeah.
of all these other people involved, and you're allowing that to become your own. You have
okay.
to release it.
Yeah, you gotta like slow down. You're gonna be okay, hon. You're gonna definitely
okay.
be okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
right.
welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, area code 951-474. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, thank you. Lori from California. And my question is, I guess, love life.
Mm-hmm.
What? Say a direct question
like
for your love life.
It?
Excuse me?
What is the direct question about the love life?
Oh, and when am I going to be happy in a relationship? Like, when am I going to meet this person that's going to...
Mm-hmm.
That I'll ever,
okay.
if I do ever
well,
get married.
Well, first of all, we all meet the person that we're going to end up being with for the rest of our lives in divine timing and by the timing of the universe that is right for them. You know, how this happens is basically through the faith that God is going to lead you there through your own feelings. God could be your own God, you know, many names, many faces, all the same, okay? I'm feeling that to give you a direct answer here, if I were to put a general timeline on this psychically speaking, I'm getting some time after the new year, okay? There is a possibility it could happen sooner, but I am getting some time after the new year. And no, it will not be towards the middle of the new year or the end of the new year. It'll probably be around the beginning of the new year, okay? But right now, I'm also feeling that you have done certain things to put yourself out there, but you haven't put yourself out there on a, you know, as much as maybe you should, okay? I'm feeling that, I'm feeling like you're going to find someone. This person is going to be someone that you can connect with and have a good, long, healthy relationship with, if anything, a committed one at that, okay? I'm feeling that you need to guide yourself there based upon your feelings. If you feel like going somewhere one night, then go. And don't question it. That's called the being led by intuition, and you have that, hon.
Okay.
And while you're waiting on this journey, just go back to your own inner self. When we want to find out things, it's because there's a void within ourselves. If you believe that you deserve a great relationship, then best believe it will be driven. And if you want a high vibrational spiritual relationship, it will only happen when it's ready for you. So if you want that, you got to work on yourself. You got to get to yourself to that point and stay on that point. You got to stay on that high vibration every single day in order to manifest. But you got to believe that you deserve. So I need you to change your thought process and understand that you do deserve a relationship, but you trust it will come when you're ready for it. So whatever you pictured in this man, you need to write it down and put it away. So whatever you want, if you're not there yet, that means you still got some work on yourself to get to that point. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
All right. Well,
I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, yes, we got 1 minute left. Everyone, if you guys want to book a session, a reminder, 30 minutes for $8.95, go to www.howpsychic.com. What's the other special, Adam?
Let's see here. There's a 10-minute special going on right now for $3.99, and that's also at the same website. So, yes, please make your bookings before 12 p.m. tonight with your payments, and you will be set with that price. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to take this one last caller. I told her I'd get her in. Hold on. Karen.
Hi there.
Hey, go ahead with your question, hon.
Yeah, I got a question for you. I'm looking at several alternatives for an income stream, and I just really don't know which one's going to be the one that I want to start with.
Mm-hmm.
just mm-hmm. to get back into.
I get the second one you went to.
The second?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The second idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were to line them up based upon the timeline in which they came in, it would be the second one on that timeline.
Okay, I'll have to think that through.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know which one that is right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I hope that helps you, but that's what I'm feeling is right there, that's where you have the most potential.
All right, I'll work on that one. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Have a good night. All right, Adam.
All right.
We're done. We're not on
okay,
air anymore,
awesome.
Though.
All right. Well, all right. Good night, everyone.
Bye, Steve.